We are continuing today our series in the Lord's Fall Holy Days. And today we come to the last of God's appointed days that takes place in the fall season. We're in the season, beloved ones, of Sukkot, which is Hebrew for tabernacles. We are in the Feast of Tabernacles. This is an incredibly joyous time of year. It's a celebration of the harvest. It's a celebration of ingathering all the crops, thanking God for all He's done, for all His blessings. It's also a time where the children of Israel remembered how when they were in the wilderness for 40 years, as they were journeying from Egypt to the Promised Land, how during that 40-year period, their God, Yahweh, supernaturally provided for them. Remember, for 40 years, 6 days a week, there was manna on the ground from heaven. Water flowed out of the rock. For 6 days out of every week, God provided meat for them with the quail. They literally saw God's supernatural glory every single day for 40 years, hovering over the tabernacle as a fire by night and a cloud of glory by day. I'm telling you, the Feast of Tabernacles, it's glory time. It's a time of celebration. It's also one of the three pilgrim feasts. By that, I mean that the Lord told Israel in the Torah that three times a year, they were to come to Jerusalem and present a special offering to Him there. The Feast of Tabernacles is one of these three times. It's just a time of year to be thankful. It's a time of year to just stop and recognize all that the Lord has done for us, because it's easy to take everything for granted. But you know what? We can't allow ourselves to drift away from having an attitude of gratitude. So during the Feast of Tabernacles this year, I just want to remind us all how the Lord is providing for us, that all the blessings that we enjoy in our life are only because we have a good God. I mean, the blue skies, the sunshine, any relationships that we're in with people that provide goodness in our lives, our health. Even though I know that many of us are at different stages in our health, the fact that you're breathing right now, that your heart is beating, and for those of you that have a relationship with Yeshua, with Jesus, the hope that you have that you're going to heaven, it's a time, beloved, to be thankful. That's why the Feast of Tabernacles is also known as the Feast of Thanksgiving. Also, we read in the book of Zechariah that during the millennial period, Jew and Gentile alike will celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles unto the Lord. It's the only feast day listed in the book of Leviticus where we're specifically told that during the millennial period, all the nations that are left will worship God during the Feast of Tabernacles. So today, I just join my heart with your heart, my faith with your heart, as we thank God together for His goodness in our lives. Father, for all that You've done, and most importantly, for sending Yeshua, for sending Jesus for us to redeem us for Yourself from our sins. And I want to invite you, beloved one, if you'd like to present a special love offering to your Creator and Maker and Redeemer today during this very special season, the Feast of Tabernacles, just click that link in the video screen right now. This is Rabbi Schneider on behalf of the Lord saying to you today, I love you, God bless you, thank you, and shalom.